Now, there are some of you who have been down to our facility. Although we're a licensed hospital in Mexico, you know it isn't a hospital like we think of hospitals here. It's a lot of freedom to move around there, a lot of fresh air and a lot of greenery. These people come in, I admit it, at 12 o'clock Thursday night, and Friday morning I had to leave to get over to here. She called my wife up weeping. She says, "I've got to get down. I'm going crazy. You've got to take care of, got to help me." My wife, softy that she is, she calls me up and she says, "Please, can't you find a place for her?" I said, "I know you're full, but isn't there a bed somewhere?" So she came in. She jumped on a plane, came down. She vomited all over the plane. Our people, when they picked her up at the airport, had to give her oxygen to get her across the border and down to the clinic. I'm getting to the phase that has been a dramatic miracle for me. Because that night at 12 o'clock, Dr. Burgos and I set up an IV and gave this lady an infusion. And we used a substance that if you had told me 2 years ago I would be doing this, I would have laughed at you. We gave this lady intravenous infusions of hydrogen peroxide, 35% food grade hydrogen peroxide. We put her to bed. She went to sleep and told me Friday morning this was the first time she had felt like a human being in weeks. Now, there's probably, as I was explaining to Dr. Trowbridge, a little bit of placebo effect here. She probably, because she wanted to come so bad, and because we did something when she first came, there was probably an emotional effect here. But regardless, we have, to my knowledge, the only clinic in the world that says, if you don't have results down at our place, you don't pay. I have never yet seen a candidiasis patient that didn't clear out in 21 days of our therapy. Now, we don't just use the hydrogen peroxide. Obviously, we use a lot of other things to restore biochemical and bioelectrical function in the human body. But I need to say a couple of words about hydrogen peroxide, because I condemned it publicly for almost a year and a half, because I, like so many of you, thought that peroxide was a nasty word, that it was a four-letter word in the health field, because free radicals and peroxides are practically synonymous, and we think about them as being harmful to our internal body. But I didn't know the whole story until I finally, something back here, and it might have been Wally Groats' tape that I listened to several times, might have been that said, nobody can be that positive and be all wrong. And I kept hearing people tell me, you know, I used it, and it was good for me. Well, you know, there is so many things that are sound weird, that are good, that I finally decided to read what it was all about. They were kind enough. Wally sent me reams of material. Other people sent me material as soon as they found out I was interested. And I started gingerly using it. And I started out with, let's see, it'd be 0.002% in an IV solution. We kept bringing it up and bringing it up just to see what it would do. And I have seen some of the most remarkable things occurring in people who are critically ill that I have ever seen in my life. And you will soon be reading in a national publication about a man who was sent to me by Wally Groats, who was terminal, cancer terminal, prostate cancer, bladder cancer, bowel cancer, bone cancer, on morphine 3 times a day, had been using the hydrogen peroxide orally, and had felt better, but obviously was not getting that much better with cancer. That man has been working 8 hours a day now for over 2 months, is back on his job full time, and for all intents and purposes is in full remission. He was without pain within 3 days after we started the infusions. And I want you to understand that there's a lot we don't know about this particular product, but I do know this. I have never yet treated a candidiasis patient that was not totally relieved with our tests of systemic candidiasis in 21 days with it. We are convinced at this particular time, because of some things we know and some things we don't know, that hydrogen peroxide may be the simplest miracle of the 20th century.